Even before Senator Collins announced how she would vote on the Kavanaugh confirmation, dozens of people were gathering in Lobsterman Square in downtown Portland across the street from her office.
Collins, keep your promise! Health care, you promise! Women's rights, you promise! Collins, keep your promise!
They have been protesting for weeks, often taking to bullhorns to share personal stories of sexual assault. Many wrote letters and made calls to Collins' office. They arranged impromptu sit-ins. And while Collins' decision came as no surprise, some protesters say it will encourage them to work harder to defeat the senator if she runs again. Susan Sharon has more.
They gathered in the square around laptops and cell phones to listen to Senator Collins offer her justification for Kavanaugh's confirmation, occasionally interrupting with their own commentary. After speaking for more than 45 minutes, Collins made her decision crystal clear.
Mr. President, I will vote to confirm.
Solange Kellerman of Portland said she was not surprised with the announcement, but disappointed that Collins never addressed what she says is a key point.
She went on for 55 minutes of civics lesson and a love fest, and she never once addressed that this is a hiring process, and she never talked about his rage. If someone walked into her office and had that kind of hysteria, she wouldn't offer that person a job. She would ask for a timeout and if they needed help.
We have $2 million pledged to the Democratic opponent, to Senator Collins.
Speaking to a crowd after Collins' speech, Marie Folitar of the group Mainers for Accountable Leadership said the vote on Kavanaugh is already being used to mobilize financial support for a Democrat to challenge Collins if she decides to run when she's up for re-election in 2020.
We tried to get Senator Collins to be a hero.
We gave her a chance.
She had her chance. So we're voting her out.
Yes. Yes.
Taking back our country.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, hey, Bolo. Susan Collins has got to go. Hey, hey, Bolo.
Folitar says Judge Kavanaugh may get confirmed this weekend, but the work of protesters is just beginning. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.